Well, good morning, everyone. Great to see you all. Lovely to see maybe some new faces and some who have been here forever, which is great, and some in between. So, as Ben said, my name is Anne, and I pretend to be one of the clergy sometimes when I can get into things that maybe other licensed lay ministers can't get into. So officially, no, I'm not, but I am licensed, as is Del, who's joined us as well. So we're going to talk about God's love today. We will get a reading as well, so it's just that I'm going to be including that after just a very short interactive bit. And beware, there may be some interaction during the talk, so hopefully we won't get too bored. If you fall asleep, I won't pick on you, don't worry. Okay, so hands up, anybody from Zoom as well who has been... We could have the Zoom pictures, actually, Jeff, because we're not using the laptop for anything, especially as I'm here, Ben's offered. But any, I don't want to see myself. Thank you, that's better. So has anybody been involved in teaching at any age at all or are involved now? I know Kathy is on Zoom. Quite a lot. Yeah. Okay, more than I thought, actually. There are a few names I knew about. Now the, what I'm going to come up with now is, have you ever been asked by any of the children, youth, or anybody, a very difficult question? Oh, yes. Yes. I teach as well, but I teach university students and children's groups here as well. But it's not always easy. Now, how do you answer? Do you answer with a question or do you answer with a direct answer? What works best? Varies, okay. Fair enough. I suppose it depends on the question. Okay, well, in our passage... that is actually in all three synoptic gospels. One time, Jesus answers with a question, and the other two times, it's interpretations, I'm not going to go into that, the other two times, he actually gives a direct answer. So we can work out later what is best. And I will be coming back to that. So we are reading from Matthew chapter 22, I will be asking people to look in their Bibles, not to say things, but, well, you never know, I might. So page 991, I like to be spontaneous. Page 991, and we are starting at verse 34 in chapter 22. Okay. Hearing that Jesus had silenced the Sadducees, the Pharisees got together. One of them, an expert in the law, tested him with this question. Teacher, which is the greatest commandment in the law? Jesus replied, love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind. This is the first and greatest commandment. And the second is like it. Love your neighbor as yourself. All the law and the prophets hang on these two commandments. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. And thank you, Jeff, for leaning over to do the... We're doing lots of multitasking today. Leaning over to do the laptop then. Okay, so that was a direct answer. What we're going to focus on is loving God, loving our neighbours, and loving ourselves. Yes, it is very tricky, yes. Okay, we'll come to that a bit later on. So it's not necessarily 3 points, but it'll do. It's all about love as well. As Ben said. Okay, if you want to know what silenced the Sadducees, have a look earlier. It's earlier in those verses, but basically what they were saying, what they're arguing about is about the resurrection and marriage. How do they work together? But they don't actually believe in the resurrection of the dead. But anyway, so it was an interesting one. So it was the Pharisees' turn now. And all three passages on the same thing have that the Pharisee was an expert in the law. So quite interesting there to know that he's asking about the laws. If you know the Bible well, you will know the Pharisees do quite often ask about the laws. The scribes as well. So their importance with the law. Can anybody guess which was the most important for the Pharisees? Which law was the most important? It comes up a lot when they are testing Jesus. Yes, well done. Thank you, Ben. I didn't prime him first. Ben and I have been in conversation, and Jill, in conversation a lot through preparing for all this, but I didn't prime him with that. So the Sabbath, the other one is circumcision. So there you go. They're a bit obsessed with that as well. We won't go into that, even though I'm a nurse as well. Okay. So it's quite interesting. And that's the other interesting thing I found was that this is not a new commandment that Jesus was talking about. It is, oh, some of you are looking slightly puzzled now, this is great. It's from, the first bit is from Deuteronomy chapter 6, verse 5, where it says, love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your strength. And then in Leviticus chapter 19, verse 18, do not seek revenge or bear a grudge against anyone among your people, but love your neighbour as yourself. I am the Lord. So actually, they're not new, not particularly new. Okay, another question for you. Told you it was interactive, didn't I? So how many laws are there in the Bible? And I'm not sure on the reliability of this source, completely not sure, just in case anybody really does know how many laws there are in the Bible. But one to test Phil Cook on, I think. It is. Well done. Wow. Wow. Okay. 613. That's amazing. And if you read the whole of the Pentateuch, meaning the first five books of the Bible, particularly Leviticus, Deuteronomy, Exodus, you will see a lot of laws there. Okay. So just to note about the other two passages. So if you keep your finger in Matthew, I'm only going to give you two more, don't worry. The Luke one is from... Mark 1 is page 1019, and it's Mark 12, 28 to 34. Okay? So that's the Mark 1. And while you're looking for that, just bear in mind that actually Matthew and Luke based their words on Mark's gospel and on Mark's. Well, it wasn't on Mark's gospel because that wasn't actually in the book then. But you know what I mean. On Mark, what Mark said. And there was another person called Q. Nothing to do with gadgets or James Bond. But there was somebody, some other source called Q. And that's all I know. If you want to know more, ask Phil. I hope he's not listening while he's travelling. Okay, so the one from Mark first... especially if you go Matthew, Mark, Luke. So we've got a direct answer from Jesus and pretty much quoted from Deuteronomy and Leviticus. In fact, each of the Gospels does say, love your neighbour as yourself. So that's not no difference there. But this time, this is interesting, if you look at verse 32, after Jesus' answer, the Pharisee, or teacher of the law, or whoever he was, said, well said, teacher. I mean, really, what a cheek. That is terrible, isn't it? Well said, teacher. Nobody's ever said that to me. Has anybody said that to any of you other teachers at all? No. Okay. He says, he goes on to say, you are right in saying that God is one and there is no other but him. Well, that's good. And then he goes on with loving him with all your heart, all your understanding, with all your strength, and to love your neighbour. It's more important than all burnt offerings and sacrifices. Note that Matthew left that bit out, which may have been because of his readers, possibly. And then Jesus saw, well, he's answered that wisely. So he said to him, we're in verse 34 now, you're not far from the kingdom of God. And from then on, no one dared ask him any more questions. yes, good ploy. Okay, then the Luke one is page 1041. And we're on chapter 10, verses 25 to 28. Right. So here we got the expert in the law stood up to test Jesus. And he asked a question this time. This particular question, what must I do to inherit eternal life? And then Jesus replied, what is written in the law is a question. So Jesus replied with a question this time, not a direct answer. How do you read it? That's quite a useful one, actually. I use that kind of thing a lot in my own teaching. Partly when I don't know the answer, or partly because I think, well, actually, they should know this. They've done their pre-reading, hopefully. Some of them do. My sort of ringing bells here with university from when you were there. university, ex-university students here. I'm sure we got loads. What is written in the law? How do you read it? And then he answered with the statement, love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your strength and with all your mind. And love your neighbour as yourself. And then he said, you've answered correctly. Do this and you will live. Okay, that's good. Okay, so what is this followed by? Quite a famous, well-known story to those who know the Bible. So the story of the Good Samaritan. So this time, Jesus goes on with this story about the Good Samaritan. So what happens is that there's somebody who's lying injured in the road, and the priest goes by on the other side. The Levite passes by, ignores, possibly thinking unclean or whatever their thoughts, we don't know. And then you've got somebody who we call a Good Samaritan who actually shows mercy and compassion and actually goes in and helps the man, the injured man, and helps him by giving him a ride to an inn and then paying for his keep, paying for any fees, physician's fees or whatever they had in those days. So that goes on with the story. And so that answers the question on who is your neighbour. Okay, so we'll come back to that in a moment. So the first thing is about loving the Lord our God with all our heart, all our soul, all our strength, and all our mind. Matthew doesn't include all those four, but I think they're all important. And so how can we love God? Why do we love God? Well, God loves us. We've been singing about it all morning. It's great. We love God. We love God because he loves us so much. So high. God, is somebody going to do the actions in a minute? So high, so wide, so low, so... What's the other... Is it three? It's all from Ephesians anyway. And God's love is the best love. Because of God's love, we surrender to him. Wow. So We love God because he loves us. And we need to show it all the time. So one way of showing it, one thing that I do, I think most of you may know this, I actually broadcast a video of morning prayer at least once a week, sometimes evening prayer as well, for another parish, and broadcast it on Facebook every week, at least every week. The prayers, one of the prayers is always praying for the tasks for the day ahead. And I always try and pray that whatever we do it in God's glory, not our own. We do it to serve God, not to serve ourselves. And anything we do, we put God first. And sometimes that's hard to remember when we're busy doing things, but putting God first and praising him is just so important. And it's because he loves us. Okay, that's one to think about. So what about loving our neighbour? That sort of Good Samaritan story, I know it's in the other passage, it doesn't matter, but I can put this down for the moment. The Good Samaritan story, the answer to the question from the Pharisee, who is my neighbour? Would he have said the Good Samaritan? Actually, I don't think he was actually called a Good Samaritan. He was a Samaritan, but we call it the Good Samaritan. And so he's saying, who is my neighbour? And in fact, the Samaritan is the neighbour because he's the one who shows mercy and compassion and kindness. Now, when the answer to that question came from Jesus, the answer, who is your neighbour, then what he said was, the one who showed mercy and compassion couldn't even say the Samaritan. And that's because they didn't like Samaritans. That's so sad, isn't it? And I'm wondering, while I was preparing this and rewriting it this morning, was thinking, what happens if he, this Pharisee, teacher in the law, was the one injured on the road, and he was served by somebody who was a Samaritan? What would he say? Oh, sorry, you're a Samaritan. I'm not interested. Just leave me here to die. That's fine. I don't know. Would he have said that? Might have done. I know in hospitals sometimes that there are patients who will say, actually, I'm sorry, I don't want to be looked after by you. It's true. Yeah. It's sometimes because it's a lady and they're a male nurse, and the male nurses feel sort of thinking about that, oh dear, that means we're not going to be able to look after half the patients. But actually a chaperone is fine. Doctors ask for chaperones as well. There are some patients who will say, sorry, I don't want to be looked after by you because I can't understand what you're saying. And that's sad as well. And it happens, so it happens today. That's not so good. So who is our neighbour today? Well, that was a rhetorical question. Well, you can answer if you like. But I was thinking, as our neighbours, I live on a tiny cul-de-sac. There's only four houses, so I have only four permanent neighbours, three permanent neighbours plus me, and that's it. And we often meet in our road, in the middle of our road, which is just because it's a cul-de-sac, that's not a problem. We usually get the online delivery vehicles sorted. One came and thought, oh, they're all sitting together, that's fine. but found a bit of shade and we were chatting together, had a quiz. I got 8 out of 36, which is pretty good for me. And some of the questions are really weird. And we do this quite a lot. We've been doing it since COVID and we still do it. It's great. So that's easy, isn't it? Loving our neighbours, that's it. We look out for each other. And just get on with it. And that's our neighbours sorted out. It's not, though, is it? It's not our next door neighbours at all. It's them. But it's anybody that we can show mercy and compassion towards, show kindness. I was thinking on the way here, so I still write my sermon. I was even writing bits while I was on the laptop earlier, I must admit. I don't think I missed any hours before the service started. But, you know, it came to me, probably God's word came to me, that, you know, what about the people who live on the streets and are going to be boiling hot because of the next few days will have been boiling hot? Maybe they can't find any shade. Maybe they haven't got enough water to drink. That sort of thing crossed my mind. And so, yes, I know we've been encouraged to stay at home or maybe sit in a car because where the air conditioning is. But actually, you know, hopefully people are out there helping these people. So, yeah, just a thought. So actually, our neighbours are anybody we see who is in need. Okay, so that's that bit. Now, I've got a difficult question now for you all. Okay. I've looked at probably about 6 different commentaries, all right, on these passages. There was more on Luke than there was on Matthew, probably because of the Good Samaritan. So we've done love God, love our neighbour, but what about ourselves? Every commentary that I read was skipped that bit completely. So interesting that, isn't it? But I'm not going to. So how can we... So loving our neighbour as ourselves, does that mean we show the same love for ourselves as our neighbour? Or do you think it means something else? Please say if you think it means something else, and then we can change things. No? I'll give you a few moments to think about that one. Okay, shall we leave it as loving ourselves? Maybe. So how can we love ourselves? That's not that easy. There's been a rise in mental health issues, especially for people of student age. We've seen a lot more. I've been teaching at Brooks for 32 years now, and it's a lot more. And it's possibly because there's something that they're not loving about themselves. And with the adverts and things for all these skin products, and yeah, I watch ITV far too much, and Netflix. you know, there's all these beautiful looking bodies. Actually, that's not realistic, is it? Look at me. I never used to be this big before COVID or before, you know, I've put on weight. And before I was, this time last year, I was totally off my feet. I can blame that, can't I? Possibly. Probably not. But I can blame the chocolates I eat, definitely. But, what can we love about ourselves? Well, there is some stuff that we can love. I found a few Bible passages. So we've got Genesis 1. Genesis 1, verse 27. God created mankind in his own image. In the image of God, he created them, male and female. So, okay, we don't know exactly what God looks like. But if we were created in his image, we must be something pretty special, definitely. That's a good way of loving ourselves because we are made in God's image. Ephesians 2, verse 10. We are God's handiwork, created in Christ Jesus to do good works, which God prepared for us in advance to do. And then Psalm 139, which I know is Sherston's favourite psalm, isn't it? Is that right? Yeah, good. One of mine. I praise you because I am fearfully and wonderfully made. So, if we have a problem with ourselves, maybe it's helpful to go back to those verses. I even Googled, sorry, other search engines are available. I even Googled, there's probably one on Safari and all that, Yahoo and all that. How can we love ourselves? I Googled that question. It's really useful to do. And there were some psychology things which were brilliant. And some things that were biblical as well. And one thing that really felt for me that it was more important was remembering all the good things about ourselves. Don't think about all the negative things, like me saying I only got 8 out of 36 in a quiz, but think about all the good things that we have in our lives. Think about the good things that we can do, the gifts we have from the Holy Spirit, the good things that we've achieved after only having 5 O-levels when I left school and college. I've achieved a degree. I'm qualified to teach. You know, there's things that we've achieved, which is brilliant. And also, it was lovely of my line manager at work on Wednesday when I had my appraisal, my annual appraisal. She said, "You always find the positive in people." And that can stick with me. That's great. I like that one. So, hopefully that will stick. But, yeah, think of all the positives, definitely. We all have them. Okay. Right, just to sum up then as to where we are. So Jesus was being tested by an expert in the law, and he showed the expert that it's most important to love God with all our heart, all our soul, all our mind, and added on strength as well. Put God first before anyone and love our neighbour as ourselves. And we need to remember the commandments, maybe not all 613 laws, but at least the 10 commandments and those two as well, in particular those two. But it is God's grace that ensures that we're part of his kingdom.